it is the trend. It's Neil Atkinson with Josh Williams to work through. Well, first and foremost, Crystal Palace away from a Liverpool point of view, then to test a little bit of our discussion around away games and see how right or wrong we are looking at the weekend's action. And then from there, we're going to move ourselves along and talk about the season so far, what we've learned, where we're up to. We'll start off with the Crystal Palace game, Josh, and we can be relatively quick with it. I think you've written a couple of pieces now back-to-back on Wolves and on Palace away, which is a little bit like, what is it that you talk about when Liverpool just do the business in a relatively straightforward way? The Wolves one was very good indeed, because that wasn't the best Liverpool performance in the world, but the underlying numbers suggested Liverpool just got a lot right. And I think that's all, in a way, this is almost what we're looking for. What you probably, the criticism of both games would be that Liverpool don't win by two clear goals. That is the only real valid criticism. Is that fair?
Yeah, it's been, I think that both games are different though. I think the Palace game in particular, first half, we do control the game and we do play really, really well. I think in the Wolves game, the numbers generally were good in terms of what we created versus what we faced. But it always felt in the Wolves game like the ball wasn't sticking as much, and maybe the little bit, I don't want to say sloppy, but you know, the control that we had at Selhurst Park maybe weren't there at Molineux. But nevertheless, in both games, the recurring theme is Liverpool putting in a steady performance whereby the XG is in our favour, and I don't think we've lost the XG in any single game yet either.
No, we haven't, as it's gone all the way through. So first and foremost on this one, there's something else I wanted to point out and almost use it. A bit of the show I want to use to criticise, when I say criticise the data, what I mean is why you shouldn't just rely on the data. You've got to analyse the data, you've got to make some decisions. And this is the first time I'm going to do this. This is the full starting 11, pass networks for both sides. And I think you can see a little bit of what both teams were going to do. But it's worth pointing out that this is skewed from a Crystal Palace point of view because Munoz is on and he only gets himself 16 minutes. That happens from time to time. From Liverpool's point of view, McAllister and Jones are both on there, and McAllister plays their first half, but he's only their first half, so that's his first half position.